location and plus discount.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number four on the Talkers Countdown Top 10 this week, removing the N-word from Mark Twain's books.
I think that if you're going to expose kids to this book, even if you expose them in the rawest form, which again I don't completely disagree with, perhaps some sort of parental consent form might be necessary, because I can tell you personally, I can explain to my children the context of the N-word and the context of that historical period without calling them the N-word 219 times or forcing them to endure that trauma over and over and over again.
Wow. Okay, I'm chuckling because of this issue, frankly, and how it's taken off, the use of the N-word, the politically correct police out in force this week in a number of ways, but this Mark Twain thing really has people buzzing, and therefore we'll spend much of this hour talking about it, depending on your calls, your input, at 800-510-8255. You just heard from Professor Boyce Watkins, who supports editing the N-word out of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. So the new edition of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer will be replacing the N-word with the word slave in an effort not to offend readers. Good God. Good God. Scholar Alan Gribben, who has written much about Mark Twain, working with the New South Book Publishing Company to publish a combined volume of the books Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, said that the N-word appears 219 times in Huck Finn and 4 times in Tom Sawyer. He said the word puts the books in danger of joining the list of literary classics that Twain once humorously defined as those which people praise and don't read. Published in 1885, Huck Finn is the 4th most banned book in schools. So, which is wrong here? Our politically correct mindset or the defending of the honor and getting the book, which is a great classic, back into schools? What are we fighting more? 800-510-8255. Hear from CNN as we review what's on talk radio and talk television. Anderson Cooper interviews this fellow, Boyce Watkins, and also another professor named Andre Perry and Michaela Davis of Essence Magazine. This is all about the N-word.
Boyce, what about this? I mean, there's some critics who say taking the N-word out of this text is whitewashing a part of U.S. history that, frankly, doesn't deserve it.
Well, I think the fundamental question that I would ask is, can you still make the point of this brilliant novel without using that word 219 times? And I think that you can. I think that at the end of the day, the question for me also is whether or not it makes sense to force kids in school to hear this word over and over and over again in order to make that point. I think you can make the point one time. I know that when I was in high school, I wouldn't have wanted to read that book, and I didn't read it in high school. I read it later, and I think that making it accessible in its rawest form to adults is appropriate, but when you talk about forcing kids to read this kind of thing, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, so I think they actually made the right move.
Michaela, the professor raised a good point. I'm not sure as an African-American child I would want to read some book that used the N-word 219 times.
Well, Anderson, I think this is problematic on so many levels. It's not just history, it's literature, so it's art. So when we get into really censoring art and censoring literature, I think we open up a Pandora's box I don't think that we want to get into. And if a teacher is not prepared to have a social and historical conversation and place this masterpiece in context, is she prepared to teach that text? Should it be to those students? So when we get into changing words, unwriting history, rearranging art, we start to put our democracy in danger. This is not making it palpable. It's censorship.
Andre, your charter school system is made up largely of African-American kids. Do you allow... I mean, a lot of schools
don't allow Huck Finn to be read anymore because of this very reason.
Well, I would allow it because it's not about the word, the N-word. It's about the portrayal of blacks. And to remove that portrayal in its historical context, you're losing a valuable opportunity to teach kids how this word evolved. In fact, of all the, I would love for kids in the hood to read Huck Finn. I would love rappers to read Huck Finn because when I had to read it and I had to read it aloud, it gave me a greater appreciation how these words hurt. And so again, I don't think it's a wise move to sort of sanitize this work, because one, they hear it all the time, but they need the historical context in order to understand how salient it is for them today.
Yeah, that's pretty much on point. Whitewashing history is, I think, the way Anderson Cooper put it, and that's something that maybe we hear that and we understand it. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, a federal jury is being asked to decide whether it is acceptable for one African-American, a person of color, to use the N-word in the workplace, but not a white person. District Judge Barclay Surik has ruled that a former reporter for a Fox station, Tom Burlington's lawsuit against the station, claiming a double standard, alleging that he was the victim of racial discrimination, is going to trial, apparently. However, the judge denied the claim it was that it led to a hostile work environment. Burlington is white, was fired after using the N-word at a staff meeting in which reporters and producers were discussing another reporter's story about a burial of the word, using the N-word, by the Philadelphia Youth Council of the NAACP. So there's I don't know if you've heard the story this week of how the Society of Professional Journalists want to change anyone who belongs to their group when they write a story about illegal immigrants, have to refer to them as undocumented aliens, no longer illegal immigrants. It's just all whitewashing. What is the reality? And what good does that do anybody when it comes to an historical perspective? What say you? 800-510-8255. Text line is 646-926, Doug. You can answer on Twitter.com. Please make sure you include your name and your texting for us as we monitor the social media here on the Countdown. More on either sides of the fence here. The elimination of the N-word from The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is our focus.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we continue overviewing the use of the N-word and what to do about it specifically here in an educational setting. Here from MSNBC, Keith Olbermann speaking with Melissa Harris from the Nation magazine. Actually, her name is Melissa Harris Perry. She would rather have students hear the N-word in an educational setting rather than in the rap music world.
I'm of two minds on this. I mean, I hesitate to touch any author's work, and I despise censorship. And on the other hand, it's madness that Huckleberry Finn is essentially off-limits to anybody until college or later. What do you think?
It is madness, certainly, that Huck Finn has been off limits. But the solution to that is to stop the madness, not to give into it. The idea that the N-word being purged from this text, and particularly purged and replaced with the word slave, is somehow going to fix the censorship problem, I think is both inaccurate, but also I think it's more troubling because it suggests, first of all, that we think young people don't hear the N-word as part of their pop cultural milieu. I mean, I just hate to break it to the good professor, but in fact, the N-word is pretty widely available. And so I'd rather than students and young people only hearing it in their kind of cultural world and in their music, to actually have to encounter it in the classroom with the teacher and with thoughtful peers to think and talk about what the word means, where it comes from, and why it's used in the context that it is in Twain's work.
One assumes that it's not that, I mean, that he's made that same leap that you have here, that what he's dealing with is, or what these teachers are dealing with is, complaints from parents or complaints from do-gooders or complaints from overly sensitive people, or just, you know, we live in the era of the complaint and the umbrage. How do you attack that? How do you even begin to unravel that?
Well, part of it is, you know, understanding the relative autonomy of art, the way in which cultural products, art, music, contribute something to our life that is not just sort of a pretty package with a bow on it. Part of art's job is to sometimes be grotesque, to be difficult, to challenge us. I mean, the language that you use from Twain at the introduction here, where, you know, he finds it absurd and almost enjoyable to have his text banned while the Bible, with all of the horrors that occur as part of just the biblical stories, not even the, you know, the kind of interpretations, but just the horrible things that happen in the stories. So the idea that we can somehow make any of these cultural products, you know, clean and nice is foolish. To replace the N-word with the word slave is also problematic. I like your point about Jim as a human being. Mm-hmm. When we use the word slave, it imagines that human beings who were enslaved were slaves. In other words, that their whole identity, everything we need to understand about them, is their condition of enslavement. The whole point here, or at least one of the many nuanced points for Twain, is that Huck Finn can be both helpful and derogatory, that there can be camaraderie without equality, that there are these challenging relationships. That's just what the book is asking us to do the work of thinking about.
Think, T-H-I-N-K, think, 800-510-8255. What do you think about this folly? Because that's really what it is, another danger zone, a politically correct time bomb. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Debating the debt ceiling, number three. Now, the Talkers Countdown Top 10 this week are our focus on the national debt and the politics involved in that. Radio host Bruce St. James discussing a new poll which suggests that Americans want to tax the rich to pay off the debt. He says most Americans, and I agree with him on this one, are completely misinformed or uninformed.
60 Minutes and Vanity Fair have a new poll that came out today, and what they did is everybody is concerned about the budget, the deficit, and debt, right? Everybody is. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't help but not be concerned about it, but concerned and informed are apparently nowhere in the same zip code. Here's why I say that. When asked, what would you do first to balance the budget? I'm going to give you the thing. People were asked to choose. Here's what they chose. 61% said increase taxes on the wealthy, 20% said cut defense spending, and 4 and 3% respectively said cut Medicare and cut Social Security. Folks, I want to say this to you in the nicest possible way. If you're one of the 61% that believes raising taxes on the wealthy is a way that we're going to balance a budget, you are what we refer to as a moron. I'm sorry, an idiot. I didn't mean to offend morons. It's not going to happen. Not in a month of Sundays. There isn't enough money out there. It doesn't work, especially when you take a look at what we spend money on. We being the federal government. What do they actually spend all their money on? They spend it on, in order, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, interest on the national debt. Those are the top four things that your tax money goes for. And just so you know, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, those three things added up together are more than everything else the government spends money on combined. If you are unwilling to cut Medicare, cut Social Security, and deal with defense spending, you are not serious about the national debt. And you can raise taxes to 100% on the rich, in finger quotes, and you still don't affect this. It is impossible for any of us in this room, any of us, to go through our regular day without coming in contact with the federal government and their spending on some level, okay? So the fact that we have all been benefiting from deficit spending, that we've all been benefiting from the idea that they continue to spend more money than they take in, we are all part of the problem. What do you do about the problem? You know how I think. that the system is the problem, not the individual politicians. It makes no difference
right.
whether you send a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or a Socialist to Washington, D.C., that once you get there, the system is spend the money you don't have.
Yep. Bruce St. James, with an opinion that many people share. I think probably I'd find a few bells to ring in there myself. But this is not about me. It's about you. 800-510-8255. Here's another radio host named David Serrata with a focus once again on this 60 Minutes poll.
81%. That's basically 4 in 5 people when you walk out the door. 81% of Americans say that the first step towards cutting the deficit should be to raise taxes on the wealthy or cut defense spending. Now, why is this fascinating? It's fascinating because those numbers are not reflected almost at all in our political discourse. If you just turned on the television, if you just watched or listened to what politicians were saying, you would think it was exactly the opposite, right? President Obama's budget deficit commission, its major proposals were a cut in the top income tax rate, a cut in the corporate tax rate, and a reduction of Social Security benefits. So, and if you listen to pundits, if you listen to politicians on both sides, the whole debate over the deficit focuses on the supposed need to cut Social Security and Medicare. When you have a country where 81% of the country says the first step should be tax hikes on the wealthy and cuts to defense spending. What this tells you is not only that most Americans are quite rational in a country that flourished with a 91% top income tax rate back in the 1950s and with much lower percentage of GDP put towards our defense spending when our economy boomed. We have a country right now that understands implicitly that history. These numbers show that. In a country that feels this way so strongly, 81% of the country saying we want tax hikes on the wealthy and cuts to defense spending, that country's political system reflects exactly the opposite. And this infects our entire political debate, right? And then we get to the taboo question. Why? Why is the political discourse in Washington so skewed? Why does it not reflect these numbers? Why does it reflect the opposite of these numbers? And the answer is money. That's right. The answer is money. Big money does not want tax hikes on the wealthy and cuts to defense spending. Rich people do not want to pay more taxes. Defense contractors do not want to see cuts to the defense budget. And so they have rigged the terms of the debate. When they give money to politicians, the defense contractors, the wealthy, you name it, they're not just buying votes, right? They're not just buying a congressional vote. They are buying the way that politician talks about issues. So all of that money buys a political discourse that is the opposite of how the country feels on key issues.
In essence, John Boehner, who's the product of a tough upbringing in America's heartland, brings a natural mistrust of big government as he takes over this week as Speaker of the House. He is a former small business person, worked his way through college, was a janitor, in the position now to slam the brakes on the president's liberal agenda, so he calls it, push spending cuts and shake up Washington. Is that what we need rather than raising the debt? You listen to the pedantics of them, again, waiting till the last minute. So the Republicans were victorious, and now he, Boehner, and his colleagues have the power to stop a lot of this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Number one on the Talkers Countdown Top Ten this week, the beginning of the new Congress. John Boehner is the new Speaker of the House.
Expressions of support or concern or interest, Representative Boehner, formally elected and put into place as the Speaker of the House this week, served as minority leader since 2006, nominated by Republican Jeb Hensarring of Texas, who said that the Ohio congressman's blue-collar roots and subsequent rise to success were an American dream. Quote, at a time when too many doubt that their children will have a chance to live the American dream, he's lived it and will protect it for others as well. You buying that? 800-510-8255. Radio host Mac and Gatos are not thrilled with Boehner, as you'll hear here.
You know, I always say, at least for me, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a skeptic. I really hate both sides.
I'm part of the Whig Party myself. I'd like to see that make a comeback.
I unfortunately was watching some of this today. I think this is a day that a lot of people wanted. Nancy Pelosi is out. She is one of the most hated people in Congress. I mean, her and Harry Reid are two people that are just loathed.
Because you can see right through them. I mean, if you have any kind of sense in your head,
right,
you see right through their rhetoric, and we have brought you, you know, and not because, and please do not confuse us with other talk show hosts. We don't bang on people because it's about the party. We bang on people that we think aren't giving you the truth, mm-hmm, that we just don't agree with, Republican or Democrat.
Or equal opportunity banger.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Why not call somebody on the Republican Party a fraud if they are?
And
why
a lot
not
of them are.
Call Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi a fraud, right, when they say stuff, especially Nancy Pelosi, when they say delusional things like she said today?
After years of historic deficits, this 110th Congress will commit itself to a higher standard. Pay as you go, no new deficit spending.
Please, honey, are you some kind of self-deluded woman? Please. I mean, again, we have heard before, we've heard this before, of no earmarks, no pork, no spending that isn't absolutely necessary. And guess what? It's just not true. So, Nancy Pelosi, I don't know what kind of character you are in The Wizard of Oz, maybe a monkey with the flying monkey, but, I mean, it's just not accurate what she just said. And everybody stands there and goes, yeah, yeah, that's right. Yay, yay for us. Yeah, no, listen, boo for you.
No, I'm not a Nancy Pelosi fan at all. I'm also not a John Boehner fan, but I think it's better than Nancy Pelosi. I don't think you can get a lot. You can't get much worse than Nancy Pelosi. You look at her and you just, I'm sorry, but you just cringe because you know what's coming out of her face is a lie.
Right.
Same with Boehner, but he doesn't make you as ill. Does that sound about right?
See, Boehner doesn't make me sick because I have not so far found that Boehner has been delusional like Nancy Pelosi has with some of the things that have come out of her mouth.
That's a pretty good way of summarizing what a lot of people, including yours, truly think about the reality. Boehner is not exciting. He's kind of he's guttural. He's not particularly intellectual. But it's like anybody but Nancy. Anyway, he is the official Speaker of the House, and so what does all that mean? 800-510-8255. Robert Gibbs, press secretary, is leaving the White House. There'll be no loss either. He's the guy who was happy to tell everybody he didn't own a radio. He's a real genius when it came to PR. I have received a letter, and the letter reflects on the state of politics and politicians. And probably there's no better time than right now as we are focusing on this new Congress and the politics, as the gentleman who were on just a few minutes ago, Matt and Gaetos, were saying, Pelosi promises we're not going to do anything we can't pay for, so that'll get rid of a lot of things like the food and drug bill, if in fact they're sincere. But they've been saying that, as they pointed out, for years and years and years. No new earmarks, and look at how many earmarks they voted in the various things that were pushed through in the lame duck Congress. So the focus of this letter is Alan Simpson, who most people thought was a pretty good politician. Most people thought he was a pretty good senator. Most people thought he was a pretty good guy. You may remember that recently, because he was on this commission, this budget commission, to figure out how we would pay our bills, come up with recommendations, one of the things he said as a result of his focus on how to cut spending is how greedy. He said that this group of seniors now in, those who are 65 and older, are the greediest generation. The greediest. Remember Tom Brokaw's book, The Greatest Generation? Well, he thinks, Alan Simpson thinks, this is the greediest generation. So this gentleman sent me a letter, and it reads as follows, and this sort of speaks to what we're all thinking about politicians and what they say, again, making reference to Nancy Pelosi. As a career politician, Alan, you've been on the public dole for 50 years. I've been paying Social Security taxes for 48 since I was 15 years old. My Social Security payments and those of millions of others were safely tucked away in an interest-bearing account for decades until you politicians decided to raid the account and give our money to a bunch of zero-ambition losers in return for votes, thus bankrupting the system and turning Social Security into a Ponzi scheme. Recently, just like Lucy and Charlie Brown, you and your ilk pulled the proverbial football away from millions of American seniors that are now nearing 65 years of age and made the retirement 67. You and your commission proposing to move the goalposts yet again to 70. I and millions of other Americans have been paying into Medicare from day one, and now you propose to change the rules of the game. Why? Because you mismanaged other parts of the economy to such an extent that you need to steal money from Medicare to pay the bills. Millions of other Americans have been paying income taxes all of our lives, and now you propose to increase our taxes because you, he uses an expletive that I can't say on the air, spent our money so prodigiously that you just kept on spending even after you ran out of money. Now you come to the taxpayer and say you need more to pay off the debt that you created.
To add insult to injury, you label us as greedy for your incompetence. I have a few questions for you, Mr. Simpson. How much money have you earned from the American taxpayer during your 50-year political career? At what age did you retire from your political career, and how much are you receiving in annual retirement benefits from the taxpayer? How much do you pay for your government-funded health insurance? What cuts in your retirement and health care benefits are you proposing in your deficit reduction proposal? So, an interesting food for thought, is it not? As we think about how these people go about their business, their state in life is questionable. And I've, again, Alan Simpson has always been a pretty popular face and a pretty legitimate figure. But the way this gentleman asked the question, there are some pretty interesting thoughts that I bet are going through your mind after having listened to that letter for a couple of minutes. And what are they? Pray tell. Let's hear from you at 800-510-TALK.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mush mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal, made with 100% whole grain oats, real fruit and flax for great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mouth?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like thank you, like we'll never forget you, like we're behind you 100%, like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice. A must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Remember the song Promises, Promises? Ya-ta-ta-ta. The promises the Republicans made, they've already violated some of them in taking stewardship. Their pledge to cut $100 billion from the budget in 1 year won't be kept. and for a coming vote seeking to repeal a health care overhaul. The first major initiative of the new Congress is not going to be allowed, apparently, for whatever procedural stuff that's going on there. So those of you who think this is going to be new, business as usual, folks. Here's Cindy in Texas with a comment on the Tea Party.
Good morning. I just wanted to make about 4 or 5 points. First, I'm going to keep an open mind about things as a Democrat, because I'm kind of like a Democrat now, slash independent, since the primaries in 2008, what happened with Hillary, with my opinion about the sexism and the racism that went on against her. And then my second point is, I think Tea Party did failures, which I went to a Tea Party meeting just to see how things are, because the Democrats are really kind of overblowing them. But they are more conservative whites, you know, older whites. But they made a mistake is that they got rid of more of the conservative Democrats and kept the liberal Democrats, without that thing is going to be more division in that point. Now, my other point is that I think Nancy Pelosi got what she deserved. I think her karma came back to her because she invested in Barack Obama back in 2007 against Hillary and did a lot of things that the Hillary Democrats can't forgive her on. And she backed up someone that decided to put money into health care instead of into jobs. And then Obama, to me, is got to be next to Bush, got to be one of the worst presidents in the history for the fact he just takes too many vacations. I mean, he did too much campaigning instead of worrying about, you know, getting this economy going. And then he sends our American businessmen over to Asia under our taxpaying dollars and to get business and get Harley Davidson to go and invest in India and those countries instead of here.
Seems crazy, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Those of you who have long memories, remember the contract with America, 1994? The House, when the GOP won control, churned out a series of votes aimed at fulfilling their promises. Most hit a dead end when they got to the Senate. Is that the fate of what the House may do here? Daniel in Tampa, listening to WWBA.
Yes, I'd like to say I'm kind of astonished that you're misinformed that want to say 8 years of failed policies when the last 4 years we've had nothing but Democratic rule. And it's amazing that they're going to complain about no amendments when the Republicans weren't allowed any amendments for basically the last 4 years. I'm looking for the Republicans to take advantage, pass the bills out of the House, and many Democrats are up for re-election in 2012, and this will show us who they are in the Senate that need to be replaced. We can't sustain $14 trillion in debt, and this is largely due to the Democratic Party, and here we have them controlling the message saying, oh, the Republicans have fixed the debt. We've got $5 trillion in debt in 2 years, and we had a Democratic president and Democratic rule. So the Republicans need to just hold their guns, repeal the health care, and stand by their ground, and this will show us who's who in the Senate so we can replace them in 2012.
Republicans seem to be bristling already at accusations. They're backtracking from their promises. The Republicans say they'll set spending limits for the remainder of the budget year after March at levels that affect what was being done before the 2009 stimulus package. Okay, there's some more blarney for you. 800-510-8255. George is up in New Hampshire with something on his plate, his agenda. Go ahead, George.
There used to be concern about the fact that since you have the Tea Party's agenda, the conservatives' agenda, the independents' agenda, I just wonder, with the budget cuts, what cuts is going to be made by the new Congress? Remember, the total dollars that they're talking about cutting in the Congress, they got a problem. They got to deal with the independents, the conservatives. They got to deal with the Republican Party. And then you got to deal with a Republican Congress, but a Democratic Senate. And how on earth are they going to be able to work together unless they work together? Because you got a president with a veto pen. You have a Senate with the power to overturn what the Congress does. So how this system is going to work?
Good question. Dave in North Carolina, wrap it up for us.
Yes, I think that the new Congress is going to be getting back to the Constitution and what the Constitution is all about. The Tea Party, everybody keeps looking at us as if we're some kind of a weird animal, but I've been to about 3 or 4 Tea Party gatherings. You can get, and basically it's your grandmother, it's your uncle, church members, educators, people that are just concerned about getting back to a responsible government. So I think this is going to be nothing but good for the whole country.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number two on the Talkers Countdown Top 10 this week. Navy Captain Owen Honors being dismissed over the videos he made when he was the XO of the USS Enterprise. The videos that were a part of all of the hoopla made by Captain Honors and shown as entertainment to about 5,800 soldiers on board the Enterprise. That's between, 2006 and 2007, as I recall. The videos, which also include slurs against gay men, were disclosed over the weekend by a Norfolk newspaper, the Virginian Pilot. It would be very interesting to find out where they got the videos, wouldn't you think? Here's more from Admiral Harvey, who goes into detail as to why the decision was made to replace Captain Honors.
After personally reviewing the videos Captain Honors created while serving as executive officer, I have lost confidence in his ability to lead effectively, to command Enterprise. He is being held accountable for the poor judgment and inappropriate actions repeatedly demonstrated in those videos. It is a fact that as naval officers, we are held, indeed we must be held, to higher standards of performance and conduct. Those in command must exemplify the Navy's core values of honor, courage, and commitment, which we expect our sailors to embrace and call their own. Our leaders must be above reproach, and our sailors deserve nothing less. Captain D. Newborn will be permanently assigned as the new commanding officer of Enterprise. Captain Newborn most recently commanded USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and while in command, he completed two successful combat deployments in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Captain Newborn is currently serving as the Chief of Staff for Navy Cyber Forces. He will assume command of Enterprise later this afternoon. Captain Newborn knows what needs to be done, and I have complete confidence in his ability to lead the sailors of Enterprise as they deserve to be led and must be led on their upcoming deployment. My paramount concern now lies with keeping the Enterprise crew properly focused on their deployment in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. This is certainly a difficult time for the crew and their families, but they have proven themselves in a thoroughly professional manner throughout their workup cycle. They are ready to go. I have full confidence in their abilities and their readiness to execute all missions during this deployment under Captain Newborn's command. The permanent relief of Captain Honors does not end the investigation into the inappropriate videos that he made while serving as Enterprise Executive Officer. The investigation will continue to look at all aspects of the production of the videos to include the actions of other senior officers who knew of the videos and what they did or did not do in response. Captain Honors has been reassigned to administrative duties with the commander, Naval Air Force Atlantic.
Here's talk host Pat Campbell speaking with former Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, who says letting Owen Honors go was an easy decision. Now, supposedly, some people did complain back in 06, 07, or so the story goes, at least yesterday. Am I correct in thinking that there should be some sort of paper trail to substantiate those claims?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this guy was the XO, the number two person on the 6,000-person warship. So I would say that his boss, another captain, knew about it, and probably other high-ranking officials knew about it, but it's the good old boy network. And so these people that knew about it, they can't see that this is not a breakdown of good order and discipline. I mean, you've got a senior officer engaging in this type of activity. It's detrimental to good order and discipline. And discipline is a primary key, the primary thing you need in the military. So the lower enlisted folks, they see that their boss is engaging in this type of, bizarre, ridiculous, obscene activity. What signal does that send to the rest of the people? I mean, it's insane.
Talk to me, and we're in an age of political correctness here. The big sin, the big crime seems to be in all the stories, the first thing they mention is the gay slurs. Is that a crime in the Navy? Was it a crime back then? Obviously, it's inappropriate, but what are the repercussions?
And gallows humor is something that everybody in the military understands goes on. Folks that have served understand that we engage in some, raunchy jokes and things like that, but there's time and place there for everything. Those types of activities occur, in settings between soldiers and private. This is something this guy produced, started in, disseminated. But gay slurs back then was not a crime. It might, show a lack of taste. And, of course, it depends on the setting, because combat unbecoming an officer is a crime. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, this guy committed a crime back then under the UCMJ. This is not the type of conduct an officer should be engaged in.
How many other people would have had to be aware, as far as the command structure goes, aware or sign off on something like this to allow it to happen? Are there other careers that are also in jeopardy?
It should be. I mean, again, I'm people below him, the subordinates, there's nothing really much you can do to them because they're in a, command structure underneath him. Mm-hmm. But folks that are above him that knew about it, it says a lot about these people that they said, we'll just, forget about this thing. In fact, this guy was promoted. And he is now, before he was relieved, was the commander of the USS Enterprise, 6,000 people on that ship. So, the old saying in the military is the more the monkey shows his you-know-what, the higher up the pole he goes. So it's just beyond me that this guy, one, was promoted, and two, was not relieved, and three, that the people that knew about it didn't see that this was the type of activity that should be caused for immediate release. The setting where you've got a leader doing this type of stuff sends the signal to everybody that, A, it's okay to do it in any setting, and it's not okay to do it in any setting.